God thumbs up. Okay. So last week we spoke about how the Lord invites us to come to him. And we read Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus doesn't only invite us to come to him, but he also tells us to come closer to him. So last week we spoke about come unto me. This week, come closer to me. What is it like to be really close to Jesus, which is possible, to really know him and to genuinely experience who he is? How are we going to respond to the invitation to come closer to him? As we always say, he's more than wonderful, more than amazing, totally awesome, undefined, indescribable, beyond magnificent. We could only at best begin to scratch the surface of who Jesus is and what he means in our lives. And the Lord is telling us, come closer than you've ever been to me. So you always could get closer to the Lord. Come closer than you have ever been to me. How close to the Lord do we want to be? The choice is ours. In these end times in which we are living, there is much dissent and unrest in our nation that is very divided, unfortunately. Right is called wrong, and wrong is called right, which the Lord warns about in his word. Governments have failed in Europe. Iniquity is abounding worldwide, as Jesus prophesied would happen in the last days. In these end times, we need to come closer to Jesus. If you know, the current state of the world doesn't wake up people, I don't know what will. This morning, how are we going to respond to his invitation to come closer to him? And as we read earlier, mentioned earlier, Jesus said, come unto me. And as we said last week, who was the one who said, who is inviting us to come closer to him? Now last week we read in Isaiah 40 about the greatness, the infinite greatness of God. I'm not going to read it again. But who was the one who told us, come closer to me? The Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, your Creator, the one who breathes out stars, the one who stopped time for Joshua and turned it back for King Hezekiah, the one who opened the Red Sea, the one who walked on water, the one who commanded the sea to be still, the one who bears our burdens, the one who has an infinite overflowing love that will not let us go, the one who was a friend like no other. We sang this morning, what a friend we have in Jesus. The one who has the book of Proverbs tells us sticks closer than a brother. The one who said all nations are less than nothing. The one who opened blind eyes and deaf ears. He healed leprosy. The one who cast out a legion of demons. He raised the dead. The one who left heaven for us, humbled himself and became one of us, and died the most horrible death for our eternal salvation. The one who said, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. And the list goes on and on. This is the one who wants closeness with us and wants us to come closer to him this morning. So what are a couple of examples of those who had a genuine closeness with the Lord? We may have accepted the Lord into our lives and may know him to a certain degree, but he's always telling us, come closer. As we said this morning during worship, he's probably looking down saying, I have so much to give you, and he does. Why do you take so little? So he's probably saying, come closer and receive all that I have for you. He wants to be your closest best friend. Now, if we remember, Martha welcomed, she accepted Jesus into her house, but she did not have the closeness and the communion that her sister Mary had with him. Mary spent time with the Lord and knew what it was like to come closer to him. We have accepted the Lord into our lives, but do we have the closeness, the communion that he longs to have with us? This morning, Jesus is calling to us and saying, you've accepted me into your heart, into your life, but now come closer to me. You need to come closer in order to really know me and to experience who I am. How much of the Lord have we really experienced? King David had a beautiful closeness with God. Psalm 63, verse 1, David said, earnestly I seek you. Psalm 139, verse 18, David said, when I awake, I am still with you. This tells us that as he fell asleep, he was meditating on the Lord. What a way to fall asleep. Acts 13, verse 22 tells us that David was a man after God's heart. What a testimony. Well, we could have the same testimony if we want. We can be men and women after God's heart. In the Bible, we have a beautiful example of someone who had a very close relationship with the Lord. If we could turn to Numbers chapter 12, we begin reading in the Old Testament. Numbers chapter 12 and verses 4 to 8. Numbers chapter 12 and verses 4 to 8. Numbers chapter 12, beginning at verse 4. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses and Aaron and to Miriam, you three come out to the tent of the meeting. So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of a cloud and stood at the doorway of the tent. And he called Aaron and Miriam when they had both come forward. Now remember that Aaron was Moses' brother, Miriam was Moses' sister. And the Lord said, verse 6, hear now my words. If there a prophet among you, I, the Lord, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak with him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my household. With him I speak mouth to mouth, even openly and not in dark sayings. And he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses? So God stated that he spoke with Moses mouth to mouth. If the Lord were to speak to us mouth to mouth, wouldn't we be ecstatic? But even this did not satisfy Moses. If we could turn to Exodus, just back up in your pages there, Exodus 33, and we're going to read verses 18 to 23. Those online, Exodus chapter 33 and verses 18 to 23. So God spoke mouth to mouth to Moses, but even that wasn't enough for Moses. Verse 18. Then Moses said to the Lord, I pray you show me your glory. And he said, I myself will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show compassion on whom I will show compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live. Then the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me. You shall stand there on the rock. And it will come about, while my glory is passing by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. It says, cleft of the rock. Cleft means to split open. Speaking with the Lord mouth to mouth, as we said, did not satisfy Moses. He wanted to see God. The Lord is telling us to come closer to Him and has a cleft of the rock experience waiting for us. Why can't we have it? Why can't we have the closeness with God that Moses had? We could. It's up to us. How close do you want to be with God this morning? You say, well, that was Moses. He was a patriarch in the faith in the Old Testament. That could be you too. You could have that closeness with God. It's up to us. God said to Moses, there is a place by me. Moses was not only spiritually, but physically close to God. How awesome is that? Do we desire to get close to God? What an unbelievably awesome, phenomenal, indescribable presence we would feel. If we got close to God, like Moses was, can you imagine how you would feel? The awesome, phenomenal, indescribable presence of God that we would feel? Psalm 91, verse 1 tells us, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We have a choice, an awesome privilege to live in the secret place of the Most High and to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What are we doing about this awesome invitation and privilege? Do we hunger and thirst to be this close to God? Exodus 33, verse 21 tells, notice that in Exodus 33, verse 21, that Moses was instructed to stand upon the rock. This is prophetic. We know that the rock represents Jesus. From the rock, which is Jesus, you get to know the Father. After Moses stood upon the rock, then he had the experience with God. From the rock, which is Jesus, you get to know the Father. And Jesus said, no one comes to the Father but through me. And after Moses stood upon the rock, then he had the experience with God. John chapter 14, verse 6 states, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. But in Exodus 33, verse 22, the Lord put Moses in the cleft, the split in the rock. It seems like God lifted Moses and placed him in the cleft of the rock. We want the Lord to lift us and place us in the cleft of the rock so that we can genuinely experience Him, who He is, and know Him so much better to really know and understand Him. You know, we never want to come here as a formality. We always come to know the Lord better. We never want to feel like we plateaued in the ways of the Lord. Oh, I know the Lord. I've been going to church for years. You could always experience more of Him. How is that possible? Because the Lord is infinite. So there's always more you can receive of Him. We want and we need that cleft of the rock experience, and what a shelter that is in the current situation of the world in which we are living. We think that we know God, but how much do we really know Him? We need to know Him so much better. We need to receive so much more of Him. It's like when you go down the shore and you look at the ocean and you see the waves coming in, and you go in a certain distance, and you don't feel like going so far, then the lifeguard calls it back, which he's done to me and my sister. But you go in the ocean, you're only at the beginning of, if you're standing in the Atlantic Ocean, you're only at the beginning of about 3,000 miles across. There's so much more of the ocean you could experience if you took a boat across the ocean. How much more God? There's so much, because God is infinite. There's so much more of God that we could receive. What are we doing about it this morning? There is a mind-boggling experience waiting for us if we want to get really close to God. How much do we hunger for the Lord this morning? How much of Him do we want in our lives? You will receive of God according to your hunger and your desire. If you only want a little, you will only receive a little of the Lord. If you want much, you will receive much of Him. The choice is ours. He fills to overflowing. So if you want a lot of Him in your life and continually more, He fills to overflowing. How close do you want to be this morning? This may sound surprising, but you could get as close as you want to the Almighty God. This is an unbelievably most awesome, phenomenal experience. The choice is ours. What is a cleft of the rock experience? In the cleft of the rock, there is an intimate communion with the Lord. In this experience, you are spending wonderful time each day with God in prayer, in His Word, in worship. You don't have to be in church to worship the Lord. I want you here, but I mean when you're not here, worship the Lord at home. Spend time with Him. In this cleft of the rock experience, you may tell God that you want to see His glory that can be seen in nature, even in nature. Look what happened. What was it, April 4th of this year? The solar eclipse. And you watch, you know how to see it on TV. Naturally, you can't look at it unless you had special glasses. We were probably around 80% of complete eclipse over here. But they showed on TV, on the news, certain cities that experienced total eclipse. It was about an hour-long presentation. And it was so beautiful. You see the moon just passing by and obliterating the sun. And you see the ring and the coronal ring like a diamond, the light shooting out of the sun. I mean, that was the glory of God in nature. That was so beautiful. And Psalm 19, verse 1 tells us, the heavens are telling the glory of God. They sure do. And their expanse is declaring the work of His hands. Sure, who made the moon pass in front of the sun? His glory can be experienced in His presence. In His presence, you are filled with awesome wonder of who He is and how much He means to you. In the cleft of the rock, you may tell the Lord, I want to know You so much better. I want to understand You better. I want the best friendship ever with You. Do you want God to be your BFF, your best friend forever? That's what He wants with us. I want to be close to You. I want to feel Your presence every day. I want to genuinely experience You. Not superficially, I want to genuinely experience God this morning. I want to experience the reality of who You are. I can remember, if those who remember Sister Flora Vincenti, when she would pray and she would say, to possess and confess the reality of Jesus Christ And that's what we want. Have you truly experienced God? You may tell God, I want more than your visitation. I want your habitation. Abide in him, as we discussed in previous messages, and he in you every day. A visitation implies that a person is going to leave. We don't want the Lord to ever leave. And we could tell him, don't ever leave me. That's why we tell him, I don't want your visitation, Lord. I want your habitation. In the cleft of the rock experience, you may feel as King David did in Psalm 63. If we could turn with that, it's a beautiful psalm. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But Psalm 63, and we're going to read verses 1 to 8. Psalm 63, and verses 1 to 8. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. Notice that. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I will sing in the shadow of your wings. This is awesome. My soul clings to you. Boy, do we want to cling to the Lord, especially in these last days. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. God, help us to cling to you. Do we earnestly seek the Lord this morning? Do we want to behold God's power and glory as Moses and David did? King David said that he remembered the Lord during the night watches. Remember Psalm 139, verse 18, when David said, when I awake, I am still with you. Do we have the same communion with the Lord as David did? In Psalm 63, he said that he would rejoice in the shadow of his wings. We want to be under the wings of the Lord. Psalm 91, verse 4, he will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will trust. Is our hunger for the Lord so great that we cling to him? Well, we should be clinging to him. In the cleft of the rock experience, you will worship God and bless him. Let's see an example of that a couple of pages later in Psalm 103, and we're going to read verses 19 to 22. Psalm 103 and verses 19 to 22. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, means to adore on bent knee. Bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, to adore on bent knee, all his works and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So in the cleft of the rock experience, you will worship God and bless him, as we read here in Psalm 103. Psalm 48, verse 1 reads, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the cleft of the rock, there is joy. Psalm 16, verse 11, In your presence is fullness of joy. In his letter, the disciples, Peter, spoke of joy inexpressible and full of glory in knowing Jesus. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. In the cleft of the rock, there is peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3 reads, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." John 14, 27, Jesus spoke, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid." If there ever was a time in which we need this genuine peace from the Lord, it is now, in these last days. In the cleft of the rock, your heart will be completely satisfied. Completely satisfied, because God is there. In the cleft of the rock, you will know the Lord better than you have ever known him. We need so much more of the knowledge of the Lord in our lives. This morning, we want to desire and to ask the Lord for a cleft of the rock experience. We could have it. Not only Moses that has a cleft of the rock experience, we could have it too. God is very willing to give us this experience. We want to remember the word of the Lord in Jeremiah 29, verse 13. "You will seek me and find me when you will search for me with all your heart." The Lord, this morning, asked the Lord for a cleft of the rock experience, and he will give it to you. We could come as close as we want, accept as much as we want, experience as much as we want of the Almighty God. I'm going to repeat that. It's crucial to the message. We could come as close as we want, accept as much as we want, experience as much as we want of the Almighty God. The choice is ours. In these end times in which we are living, the days are evil and iniquity is abounding. Peace does not exist in governments. Governments cannot be trusted. Some are failing. Trouble and unrest are worldwide. In our country, we lived through a couple of years ago, a summer of riots and burning of buildings. And you know what, I hate to say it, but as we approach the rapture of the church, since we're in the end of the church age, things get worse. We want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We want to be in the cleft of the rock. We want to and need to abide in the cleft of the rock with the Lord. So I'll leave you with that. We're going to get down to pray, and then we're going to sing a last hymn. Someone can lead us in a word of prayer to conclude the message. Doesn't have to be long. Just conclude the message. Amen. Okay, we'll just get